know if your day started off like mine. And I Kelly, I'd be curious to know if you've ever done what I did this morning yourself. But this morning, you know, I wake up and I'm getting ready for work. I go in, I'm going to take a shower, and I realize I don't have any clean towels. Like, there's nothing hanging on the door. There's nothing in the laundry, in like the little cabinet area.
Oh, and you're already in the shower, y'all wet?
And no, I haven't gotten in the shower yet.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, guess I'm not taking a shower this morning. So,
instead of go find a towel, you just said, nope, I'm going to stay dirty.
Well, that's an interesting way to put it, Kelly. I just decided not to take a shower. Who said I was dirty?
Well, you know, maybe you were sweaty overnight, right? You wake up and you're like, I gotta take a shower.
Yeah, freshen things up here.
Yeah. No?
Have you ever done that, though? Have you ever gone to try
it? No, I go find a towel.
But then sometimes you got to, like, put all your clothes back on and go back out into, like, the house.
Grab a robe. You don't have a robe?
I tried a robe. I can't do it.
First of all, maybe you need to invest in a few more towels. If you are so far out of towels, like, there is no towel to be found anywhere in the near vicinity. Like, our closet's pretty stocked. We have towels. We even have, like, really old towels that we just haven't thrown away yet. Like, those are the last resort. Like, if all the other good towels are dirty in the laundry, you can still find an old towel nearby.
I can see you're confident in that.
Yes. I'm not going to run out of towels. Maybe you just need to invest in a few more. They're not expensive. You can find some really good ones. Big fluffy ones.
I understand that, yes, there are towels available. And I also realize that when I go upstairs to my daughter's rooms and they are towel hoarders.
Yeah. They
use sometimes two or three per shower.
Now, see, that's a problem. That's a problem right there. You need a nip in the bud. They can get a microfiber towel for their hair specifically, so they can just use one towel for their body and the microfiber towel for their hair.
Well, we do have those for their hair too.
And they're still using like three towels.
They still use
per
two per girl most of the time. Yes,
that's much.
And so, and a lot of times they'll leave their towel upstairs. So then when they go downstairs to take another shower, they use two more. So part of my issue is the fact that I've got a laundry problem and I've got daughters that seem to only like clean towels to use on their bodies.
So how many uses are you getting out of each towel typically? Are you like one that reuses a towel?
So,
are you single use?
I am a multi-use person.
We'll get like two uses out of each. You dry it up because you're clean when you're using it the first time. You hang it up to dry, and then the next time you can use it again. And then we're about two uses, and then we wash it.
Now, do you use two towels?
No, I use one. And the microfiber hair towel. It's not a regular towel. It's just a small towel up for your head.
So the one towel that you use.
Yes.
It's
hung up.
It uses,
you can dry it.
It's used on your butt as well as your head, right?
Okay. I use the microfiber towel on my head. Thank you.
So you're not gonna admit publicly that
why do we need to get specific
spots?
About
well because towels that's why sometimes people use different towels is they use one for their head and one for their their
All
booty
right. Okay, the undercarriage. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay, so well we're clean when we come out. We're dabbing. We're dabbing and patting. Dry.
Okay,
we're hanging up. We're drying. We're getting a couple of uses out of that.
All right. Yeah. I will.
Different towel for my head.
I will use a towel way longer than it should be, probably. I am more of the at fault of if there is just a towel hanging on the back of the door, it doesn't matter if it's mine or not, I'm using it.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm that sort of thing. But yeah, this morning, bringing it all back around, I didn't have any sort of towels, and I was looking.
You just voted against the shower.
And I was looking at either the bath mat or
Can I roll around on that? And will it do the job?
Yeah, will it do the job? And will it get me as dry as it normally as a towel would, or am I just going to elect to bypass the shower altogether? And that's what I tried to do.
So. Bottom line of the story is we've discovered you need to buy a few more towels. A few more towels on hand.
Is that just going to add to the issue, though? That just going to add to the...
Then also have a discussion, set a few little guidelines for the ladies in your household. Like, listen, we need to stop hoarding the towels because then dear old dad gets up real early in the morning. We have no towels, and then I just have to be stinky.
And now I'm just not taking showers.
Exactly.
So. All right.
Help me help you.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap. On 99.7 DJX.
Casey set us up to this, said, hey, Ben and Kelly, my friend Luke is a great guy, but he's wound a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got a great idea for a phone tap. What do you guys think? Can you help me out?
Okay, so Robert Hassenpepper legit makes an honest mistake here, right?
Is it an honest mistake, or is he just real bad with details?
Well, that, and Robert Hassenpepper is a fake person.
That's true.
Sorry, Luke, this is your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi there, Robert Hassenpepper calling for... tree service?
The what?
The tree service. You know, tree service. I just had a couple follow-up questions for you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, everything.
I know what this...
Well, everything's fine. The job's almost done. I'm just calling from over at your place, and I just need some information that's not on my work order here.
Your work order?
Yeah. We cut down your tree. It's all done. But I just don't know if you want it hauled away or if you want it cut up for firewood or something.
Are you sure you have the right person? Like, I'm at work right now. There's nobody should be at my house.
Well, I've got the work order right here. Cut down the dead oak in the front yard, right?
No, I did not want my tree cut down. Nobody should be cutting down any trees in my yard.
Well, I got your phone number from one of your neighbors here because I didn't have it. But I'm in your front yard now. The mailbox says 6765... Avenue. Is that your address?
Yeah, that's my house, but I don't know what you're doing there. You should not be there. There shouldn't be a work order for anything.
Look, I have a work order to cut down the tree in the front yard. Hang on a second.
Oh, boy.
6567 Avenue, right?
No, my house is 665 Avenue.
Wait, isn't that what I said?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
I see now. You're at 6765. My work order says 6567.
Oopsies.
Oh, that's my mistake. That makes more sense now.
That makes no sense. What are you talking about?
Well, I just mean that the work order said to cut down the dead oak tree, and your tree looks fine. Looked fine before we cut it down. Again, that's on me. That's my bad. I've got to look closer at these work orders. I really do.
Are you fucking joking me? You cut down a tree in my yard? That was a perfectly good tree. What the... Are you fucking... You did not cut down that tree.
I tell you what. Look at the positives here, buddy. You're going to have a ton of firewood, and there's going to be no charge.
Oh, what are you talking about? No charge? Are you joking right now?
Well, hey, I tell you what. I'll even grind your stump down.
Oh, great.
Dude, I'm going to grind your stump down. Dude. Do not leave where you are right now. Stay right there. I'm on my way, and we're going to settle this, okay? You did not cut down my tree. I cannot believe this.
Well, I can't really hang around here. Look, we've got another tree to cut down in the next block. 6567, right?
What? No. What did you say your name was?
Oh, what did I say my name was, or what is my name?
Yeah. Who is this?
Well, Luke, it's Ben Davis and Kelly K calling from 99.7 DJX. Casey set you up. This is called a phone tap, and you're on the radio.
What? this isn't real?
Luke, your tree's fine.
Oh, my God. I'm on the radio right now.
Yes.
Oh, my God. that scared the shit out of me. I love the trees in my yard, and oh, my God, that would... This is insane.
Yeah. No, it'd be tragic to cut down a perfectly healthy tree. That would just not be right.
Yeah, you know what? Honest mistake. My bad. I just reversed the numbers of the address. That's it. That was all it is.
Details matter.
No trees were harmed in the recording of this phone tap.
Thank goodness.
All right, there you go. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
They're examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, Chris was frustrated with a customer, but the way he chose to handle it, that's why he's in this setting the bar spotlight. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested for farting in someone's taco, you're doing okay.
OMG. Oh, come on now.
Chris worked at Taco Bell. He was working the counter, claims the customer that he was dealing with being very rude to him, actually cursing at him for getting his order wrong. The guy,
he said
wouldn't stop belittling him for getting his order wrong and called him several curse words, then said he had to be the dumbest person to work fast food.
Ooh, that's not good at all.
Yeah, Chris said his words were very hurtful. So he took his Taco Supreme into the freezer and, according to Chris, gave it a couple butt burps.
Oh, my gosh. He called it butt burps?
He said, I know it was wrong, but people need to realize there's consequences for their actions.
Oh, and wow.
Chris, there are consequences for your actions, too, because the manager, as soon as Chris got arrested, because he's now facing a simple battery charge after another employee called the cops on him after witnessing this all go down.
Yeah.
The manager then let him go.
Okay, yeah. Oh, man. You know what? But looking at his mugshot, he doesn't seem like he's too down about it. He's got a real big smile.
Yeah, he's got a smile on his face.
He looks a little proud, almost.
Pep in his step, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, yep, I'm the guy that farted on the taco. Got fired. Got a jerk, deserved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested for farting in someone's taco, you are doing okay.
Butt burps.
Sorry. For getting arrested for making butt burps in someone's taco, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
I want to know, does anyone have a good retaliation story? Maybe if you worked in customer service, what's the best revenge you ever got on a rude customer? That's what I want to hear.
I doubt you're going to have any more butt burp stories. But if you do, bring them on.
I was going to say, bring them on. Love it.
Here's the space for it.
Yeah, 502-795-1997. That's your State of the Bar story. So after Chris let off a couple, quote, butt burps onto the supreme taco of a jerk customer. Yeah, you got fired and got in trouble.
He said there's consequences to your actions.
I wanted to know, do you have any, have you ever worked in customer service and have a good revenge on a rude customer story? Got a message from a listener. This guy decided to have his kid's birthday party at a restaurant without telling us. He just came in with 20 or so little kids. And although we told him we require reservations for such a party, he could see that we were relatively empty at the time. So he requested 3 tables next to each other. Basically, just being a jerk because he hadn't planned this well. And now he has all these kids here. Well, we were nice, gave him the back room, told him we'd do our best, but are understaffed for this sort of thing. So just be patient. Anyways, he was all mad when the service and food weren't instant, and his 7-year-old started running around, getting bored, complained at every interaction, demanded free things. Overall, just a super rude situation. His bill came about $300.
Ooh.
I folded it in half. He signed it, tipped 20, and wrote, "You deserve less, but I'm a nice guy."
Oh, wow.
So the revenge, the sweet, sweet revenge came in the fact that he didn't realize there was already an 18% tip added because of his group size, but I had folded that part of the receipt over so he hadn't seen it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Another person used to work at a coffee place. A customer would always come through the drive-thru all the time at 5 o'clock in the morning, drive straight past the speaker, knock on the drive-thru window, put his cash on the sill without any intention to talk to me. I would open the window. He'd have his hand out and then drive off. I gave that guy decaf for 5 months. That's good.
Oh, wow.
That's good. You know what? This coffee ain't working the way it normally does. Yeah, it's because it's decaf, buddy.
Still feel a little tired.
I'm getting a little headache here.
Hmm.
Another listener said, hey, had a customer say, let me speak with someone else because I don't have time to wait on you searching. Well, we had a line that took 45 hours to speak to someone. I sent him to that line.
Wait, oh, my goodness.
45 hours seems...
Oh,
I wonder if that is that a misprint? Is this supposed to be 45 minutes or is that really 45 hours?
I don't know.
Wow.
That had to be like a call center kind of thing.
Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe you would just sitting there forever.
Oh, yeah. That all right, is the worst.
Some good stories there. We did get an anonymous, message.
Uh-huh.
Said, I used to work at a grocery store. Two things everyone hates, smushed bread and broken chips.
Ooh, yeah.
So the camera couldn't see what your hand was doing in the bag if you're bagging their stuff. So if someone was really rude at the checkout, I would squeeze their bread and chips, and they would have no idea until they got home.
Oh, that is... Oh, wow. Oh, dang.
So sometimes you find love at weird, random places in life, right? Sometimes it's at the dentist office. Other times, you never know where it could be.
You just got to be prepared. And if you aren't, then where else do you go to reconnect to find your soulmate? You do a little typey-typey and send it out to the internet so we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
This is titled Your Secret Admirer.
Ooh.
At work.
Ooh.
Yep, man for woman. First, I don't hate you.
Oh, good to know.
I know you might think that. It's just that every time when I see you, I just don't know what to do or say that won't get me fired.
Oh.
Stupid HR rules.
Yeah.
They aren't protecting me or my heart. Sure. You may have heard about an incident in my past involving a coworker, her ferret, and a misunderstood Top Gun costume.
What is that? What happened?
There is a story there. I don't
What's
know.
Up with the ferret?
I don't know if there were sunglasses, aviators, a jumpsuit involved.
Oh, man. Maybe I bet that was a scene.
Maybe there was a volleyball scene. I don't know.
I'm going to
exactly.
need somebody in that office to tell us a story.
Rest assured, only some of it is true.
What parts? Where's the ferret involved?
I know, right?
I need to know that.
All I want to do is tell you that I like the way you look at me when I walk by our company break room.
Yeah.
It just makes me want to pull you close and smack your lips to mine real hard.
Probably inappropriate at the office, though.
So that the whole room and the whole company will know what I'm feeling.
Probably a handbook violation.
And now maybe you do, too.
Bet she does. Okay. A little creepy. Not sure. I do need to know about the ferret, though. How the ferret comes into play.
We need to figure that out.
Craigslist. Listen, bet you didn't expect love to find you at the dentist office, but here we are, friends.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, woman for man. Dead tooth dentist.
Okay.
Sound like a situation. We walked into the dentist office at the same time. I held the door for you, and then at the next set of doors, you held the door for me, and we laughed. You may have been turned off by my dead snaggle tooth, but don't be. Okay. I was there to get it fixed.
All right.
We made eye contact a few times. You smiled. I winked. All your teeth seemed good enough from where I was sitting. They called your name, but I didn't catch it and never saw you again. Boo.
Oh.
I want to show you my new smile. And maybe if things go well, I can see yours again, too, from the inside.
What does that mean?
I think she went kissy kissy.
Okay.
Not sure.
Okay.
If you see this, let me know the color of my, if lost, please return to Blake Shelton tank top so I know it's you.
What was the name of her? What'd she have on her tank top?
If lost, please return to Blake Shelton.
Okay, that's random.
That's clever, though. Totally looking that up on Amazon. I'm going to see if they have one. If lost, return to Ryan Reynolds' tank top. I'm buying it.
I'm sure they have that. Wow. All
it's
right.
Kind of clever. Well, listen, the tooth is fixed, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whether you find love at the dentist and they get called back too quick and you just don't get their name.
Unfortunate.
Or that person just works a couple cubicles over from you at work.
Although that could get you fired.
Yeah, that could get you fired.
A little bit.
It could be only one thing, and that is...
Craigslist missed connection.
But seriously, how's a ferret?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Kelsey.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Hey. sorry, that was a little too enthusiastic.
That was very enthusiastic.
How are you? And explain everything that you wrote us.
I need your help here, okay? I've been seeing this guy for a few weeks now, and last weekend we had our first, like, overnight sleepover at his place.
Okay.
And so I'm getting ready to leave, and I'm using his bathroom to, like, freshen up, and I notice a test in the trash, and can you guess what kind of test it is? I thought it was a COVID test, but it wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pregnancy test?
Yes. It was a pregnancy test, and it was positive.
It was positive?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I kind of immediately thought, oh, my God, he's seeing someone else. Like, you know, after all, we haven't had, like, we're exclusive chat yet.
Okay.
But, like, what do I do? Like, I didn't say anything to him at the moment, and I don't know yet how I'm going to approach it, but my mind's been kind of on overdrive, and I just am assuming the worst in every case possible.
No, I understand exactly why your mind went exactly to, well, he's going to be a dad.
Right, and also, like, why would there be a positive pregnancy test in his trash can? Like, does he even know, like, whose is it? Is he going to be a dad, like, I don't know, like, really soon?
Many questions.
And I think I know what you will all tell me, but I just kind of want to hear it. Tell it to me.
Okay, all right, yeah. Sometimes that's what you need. You need other people to tell you.
I mean, Kelsey, the first thing that came to my head is, well, that's someone he knows is pregnancy test who took it in the bathroom and threw it out in his trash. So I don't know. Like, unless we get him on the phone. Well, you haven't even talked to him yet.
So exactly. Yeah. I don't think that we need to be the ones to call him first.
Well, we could,
about
Kelly.
This.
I mean.
Well, I think it's, you know, since you stayed over there, he knows you used his restroom. So I think that's how you bring it up. Like, hey, I just happened to notice while I was in there that. And
how
did you know about that?
Kelsey, are you sure it's a pregnancy test and not a COVID test? I mean, because
they're
those look really similar.
No, you know what they are.
It's pink.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Well, Kelsey, I tell you what, I like Kelly's suggestion. If anybody else has any sort of, like, ways to approach this with your, I mean, is this someone that you think you have a future with?
I mean, I don't know. I obviously like him. I'm interested in.
Yeah.
So, we just haven't had the exclusive chat yet.
Right. Okay. All right.
Well, I think this is a valid question to bring up, even before you have the whole, hey, what are we doing kind of a conversation. I think you should get to the bottom of what that means and if that's a part of his life.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that'll change things if he is going to be a dad.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
There'll be another factor to consider.
Right. Well, Kelsey, hang on, and we'll try to at least get some suggestions on how you can approach this. And would you do us a favor and follow up with us, like, after you find out what the deal is?
Oh, yeah, we got to know, for sure.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. It's a pinky swear, right?
Yes, I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
Yay!
All right, cool.
She will. I trust her.
All right, thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you, guys.
Now, a lot of people are saying, does he have a roommate or a sister or someone that maybe she doesn't know about? Because, you know, if he and she are early in the relationship still, then, you know, maybe he hasn't disclosed everything. Or she doesn't know everything about him. You know
what I mean? Heather says, she's definitely thinking it could be a sister that came over to his place to take the test. So we need to find out, does he have a sister? First and foremost.
Matthew rolls in. Google this for me, Kelly. Can men use pregnancy tests to screen for testicular cancer?
Oh.
Because that's what Matthew is suggesting, that maybe it's a test for testicular cancer.
And would it turn up positive if it tests positive? Like that?
Let's see. According to MD Anderson Cancer Center, a social media post about a man's positive pregnancy test reportedly led to his testicular cancer diagnosis. It looks like this was kind of based on a social media post.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, regardless, we're going to try to follow up with Kelsey.
It looks like some people are doing this, though.
Using it as a test for testicular cancer?
Yes. Now, USA Today is saying that it's not a reliable screen for testicular cancer, but it looks like some people are starting to do that.
If there is one silver lining here, a lot of people so far are suggesting that this may be a sister's pregnancy test and not jumping to the conclusion that many times happens on this show.
Right.
That he has got a, that you, in fact, are the side piece.
Right, and that he has an entanglement that wasn't quite done.
Right, exactly.
Right, but exactly. You know, that's refreshing. It's refreshing people aren't automatically getting there first.
All right, well, does anyone have a story about finding something out about their new partner that's completely changed things? Would love to hear any of those stories that you have, 502-795-1997. Or you can always comment on this, maybe help Kelsey out, find the words to approach this with her guy.
I think the words are, I was in your bathroom when I stayed over and I saw that. So what's that? Maybe.
Well, if he's emptied the trash, he could be like, what?
Well, I saw a pregnancy test and it was positive in your trash.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't?
I did.
It wasn't in there.
Do you have any idea whose it is?
I don't even know what a pregnancy test looks like.
Okay.
All right, 502-795-1997. Well, Kelsey's in a pickle. She discovered a positive pregnancy test in the trash can of her boyfriend's place. Now, granted, she and he have only just started recently kind of seeing each other.
Right. They haven't had like we're exclusive kind of a talk yet, but she did on their first stay over found a positive pregnancy in the trash in the bathroom, and she has questions. Naturally, we all have questions.
We all have questions. Amanda, what is your question about this?
If it was the sister's pregnancy test, wouldn't the sister take it with her to show her boyfriend or whoever?
That's a very valid point.
Well,
yes.
Someone suggested that if it was indeed a sister, and maybe she was trying to just find out before anyone else knew, away from parents, away from whoever, because, you know, maybe she's not attached, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe it's not a great thing in her life right now.
No, that's a possibility. I mean, as a mother of three, I have all of the first tests that I've took with all three of mine, but
now you've
I guess
them.
That's a possibility. Yes.
Kelly, have you kept yours?
It's in their baby book.
I don't think I kept those.
Yeah, I had the first one for the baby book.
Oh, okay. See, I think immediately my mind is like, I peed on that, so I don't want to keep it.
Yeah, that's true.
I hear you. Amanda, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Matthew had suggested that maybe it was...
He was screening himself for testicular cancer.
And we were like, is that a thing?
Figured to just get him on the phone. Matthew!
Hey, Kim and Kelly, I love you guys.
Oh, well,
we love you!
Thank you. Explain to me like I'm five how a man can use a pregnancy test to screen for testicular cancer.
They just pee on the stick. And if it shows up positive, then that would alarm them to, or alert them to go to their primary care physician for further testing.
Okay, so what is it that they produce, though, that triggers that positive result?
So there's that. When women are pregnant, they have a HCG levels, and that's how they determine how far along you could be or how viable the pregnancy is.
Yeah.
So when some testicular cancers also produce that same hormone.
Oh,
so it's not
really?
All testicular cancers, it's just some testicular cancer.
And you're in the medical field, so you have some medical knowledge of this?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Okay, then.
All right.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just things you found on the internet. Got it.
Right. But it's not like if a man would happen to just pee on a pregnancy test and it comes up positive, he should go get a confirmation. And I encourage everybody to do their own personal cancer screening.
Yes, follow up with the doctor.
Yeah, he should get a confirmation that he's not pregnant, for one.
Stop it.
And then, for the testicular cancer. All right, Matthew, hey, appreciate it. Thank you so much for, like, explaining it to us.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like it could be the case here.
Yeah, but again, it's not an accurate thing. It's just, it can be indicative that your body is producing cancer cells and you should go get further testing.
All right, appreciate it, Matthew. That, like, learning thing, is that, how far-fetched is that?
He's in the medical field.
No, I'm just saying, how far-fetched is that for this case?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like there's one of two, there's three possibilities here.
Yeah.
Either there's an entanglement that is, or there's a sister, or he screened himself for testicular cancer. So we need to clarify, get to the bottom of it. I mean, there is a reason we need to ask about it.
All right. So Kelsey, homework, Kelsey.
Are you giving her a deadline?
By
soon.
Tomorrow. We need.
Oh, really?
Yes. We need to know by tomorrow.
All right.
I can't. Okay. I can't sleep knowing this is.
Yes, Kelsey,
hanging
Ben's
going to
lose sleep, so if you can go ahead and take care of this for us, that'd be great.
Yeah, please. Can you take care of this for us? Talk to him. We'll follow up with you, or who knows? Maybe we'll even chat with your boyfriend. Who knows?
Yes. Just tell him you saw it in the trash when you went to the bathroom, and I naturally have some questions, as you might imagine.
Exactly. All right. Kelsey, you got some homework. We'll follow up with you. Good luck. Hope everything turns out in your favor. May the odds be ever in your favor.
I'm rooting for the sister.
Yeah, you're right. I was going to say, or the testicular cancer.
And no,
I don't want to root for that
either.
No,
we don't want that.
I don't
want
any of that.
No, that's not what we want at all. We need the sister to be pregnant. He's going to be an uncle. Yay.
Yay. All right. So we'll follow up with you tomorrow. That's group therapy. 9970 JX. I have an instrument in my hand, and it is a fashioned Kleenex that has like almost like a unicorn spike on the end of it. And I'm going to use this to shove up my nose to attempt to get myself to sneeze. And what we're trying to do is the sneeze with your eyes open trend.
Trend? We're calling this a trend.
It is a trend, Kelly. We didn't make
one person on TikTok was successful at doing this, and now the world has to try it.
Again, you can always tell when Kelly doesn't want to do the little stunts and things that we
like
have
right
planned.
Now.
When she's just like, this is dumb. I don't want to do this.
Dumb, stupid show.
What are we, sheep?
Yes. I mean,
all right. So what do you have in front of you? What are you going to shove up your nose?
I just went and got some Q-tips out of the bathroom.
Okay. All Q-tips. Right. So the girl she's referring to is Isabel. She's adorable.
She is cute. She laughs at herself.
Yes.
Because she totally kept her eyes open.
Yes, she kept her eyes open. Okay, so if you're following along at 997DJX or on social media, you can watch this all go down. All right. Do you want to try first, Kelly?
I just doubt I'm going to be able to make myself sneeze.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
how far do I have to stick it up there?
That's what she said.
This is another reason why I don't want to do this.
That's what she said. All right.
Another reason.
All right. So it is the challenge of sneezing with your eyes open. So, Kelly, your eyes have to be open.
Got it.
You go first.
All right.
All right. She's shoving the Q-tip up her nose.
How far I have to go? COVID test.
I know. You sure? Anything?
I'm not sneezing. Uh-uh.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Try on the other side. Almost.
Uh-huh. Oh!
I can't do it. It's not making me sneeze.
All right, try one more time.
I'll try another one.
Try one more time. Again, if you're just tuning in.
Someone get a screenshot of this. This is really
Kelly
attractive.
Kelly is trying to make herself sneeze.
No, I got nothing.
Are you being too rough? Are you?
I'm being very gentle. I'm going up like far. Does your nose have a gag reflex? I don't.
Does your nose have a gag reflex? All right.
I'm making my eyes water, but it's not making me sneeze.
All right. This is my attempt. I'm shoving it. Oh.
Yeah. It makes your eyes water, doesn't it? It's not pleasant. It's not pleasant. This is going to end in failure.
Snort.
See, this is what happens when you don't do a test run.
Oh, God.
Gosh, you leave it in there. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's up there high.
Yeah.
I've shoved it in there really far.
Yeah. I'm twisting.
Oh, my eyes are watering.
I coughed. That was not a sneeze.
That hit me. Oh,
and my eyes were closed, pretty sure. You have to get a screenshot.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. It's not easy to try to sneeze on demand.
I am crying right now.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's making me cough. Again.
You're doing it wrong, man.
Well, how do you do it better than shoving it up your nose?
Oh, God. You gotta sneeze.
I kept my eyes open.
You gotta sneeze. Okay, all right.
So I kept my eyes open coughing.
All right, so maybe
how many more of these do I'm going through an entire box.
You're not reusing your Q-tip?
Oh, yes, I am. I've gone through four. This is number five.
Oh, my gosh.
Because then it gets slimy and gross.
All right, so again, this is the last attempt.
Wasn't nearly as cute as the girl in the TikTok video.
Gosh, she was adorable. Bethany says, make sure to clip Ben saying, I shoved it up there really far.
Why is it making me gag when I put things up my nose? That seems weird.
All right, hang on. Oh, gosh.
Oh, somebody wait, I'm grabbing a screenshot.
Okay, hang on. Hang on, we're close.
You're turning so red.
We're close.
Is it coming?
We're close.
Come on. Do it for the show. Sneeze, man.
I had it.
And then it went away.
God. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
I was there. I was so close.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, text message, y'all, worse than children. Yes, no, we are.
Oh, I'm
1,000%.
But look at...
And in fact, if your kids decide that they want to spend the afternoon shoving things up their nose, blame Ben Davis.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God.
This is really dumb.
Oh, it's going up there. Oh, it's going... Oh, my God, it's going far. If you are just tuning in, we're trying to get ourselves to sneeze.
Oh, wow.
With our eyes open.
Ugh. Yeah, Allison, the new button bar contributions from this segment are amazing.
Hang on. I'm almost there. Oh, God. Hang on.
Eyes are open.
Okay.
Eyes are open on
right,
that one.
All right. We'll go ahead.
It's like a cough. We're just going to try.
We're going to give it to Kelly.
A cough sneeze. Thank you. Tammy's like, just try pepper. I'm not snorting pepper for the show, Tammy. I'm not.
I was trying my hardest to shove it up there pretty far.
Yeah, that's what she said.
All right. Well, that was a great attempt. Thank you, Kelly.
Was it? Really? Yeah. Chelsea's like, you just need to tickle the nostril. Well, I was trying to twist it and tickle. Twist and tickle. That's what I'm trying to do.
My wife just texted, you two are dumb.
I tried to tell him, Elizabeth. I did. It's stupid.
Shoot. Well,
why are we doing this?
Obviously,
just let the TikTok girl have her moment.
Obviously, we need pepper, but I didn't think well enough in advance to bring pepper. That'll be our attempt.
That's great.
Thank you guys for
quality radio
coming along on the ride with us. That was tough.
But just your face, though. I got a really good screenshot, though. I got a really good screenshot.
I bet you did. So any man within the sound of my voice probably needs to listen up. Or really, honestly, anybody within the sound of my voice needs to listen up, especially if you want to be more sexy.
Okay.
So when you think, Kelly, let me ask you first. When you think sexiness in a guy, all right, and we're talking specifics, all right, not just in general, like specifics. If he's wearing a button shirt, how many buttons undone is the most sexy for you?
I would say probably two. Not more than two. That looks like you're trying too hard.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you're doing three or four, that's like,
what are you in, Miami?
Exactly.
Exactly. You better have a shaven chest and have the chest that looks like Hercules.
Right.
But you're right. Most people say it's sexiest when men unbutton the top two buttons of their shirt.
Okay. All right.
I'm not wearing a collared shirt right now, so I don't have buttons to worry about.
Well, you got a V-neck, so.
I have a T-shirt on, so that's, it's different. Ankles, sexiest part of a man? 3% said that was the answer.
Yeah, I've never really noticed the ankles.
When you think sexy on a man, what part of their body?
That's not the one I think about. First of all, I'm attracted to a cute face. Then if you've got a nice overall build, like broad shoulders, like, you know, you look like
you could carry out. You.
Yes.
Right.
You're buff.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is kind of, the number one answer, biceps being the number most sexiest part of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry, yes or no on a guy? Sexy? Yes? No?
It depends. If you're wearing lots of it, probably not. But I don't mind, like, you know, a chain, you know, necklace or, you know, a nice watch. Is that considered jewelry? I think it is.
Is a watch considered jewelry?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, about half of people say yes, sexy, and then that means half say no. But it's funny because I was showing pictures, or my wife was showing pictures to my daughters of, like, I don't know, us a long time ago when we were maybe just dating. And that was back when, you know, the hemp necklaces used to be a thing on guys.
Oh, were they? Okay.
What do you mean, were they?
I missed that phase. Like, none of the guys I knew wore those.
Well, I'm not saying guys, maybe the guys that you were around didn't wear them. But,
okay.
But yes, I had...
Was that an Ohio thing?
I wanted...
Might have been an Ohio thing.
I wanted to say that at one point I had two, because one wasn't enough. Two hemp necklaces... That I was wearing.
Did they have beads in them and stuff?
Yeah, they would have like little beads and stuff like that woven into them sometimes. But yeah, I had two of those. And my daughters were just like, whoa, you wore a necklace?
And you said, listen, it was fashion back then. Like, listen, it was fashion.
This is fashion!
Yeah.
All right, hey, when you think of guys wearing a color and sexy, what color comes to mind?
Oh, I like guys wearing pink.
Okay.
Or purple, like pastel colors.
Okay.
That look really good, especially if they've got a little tan.
Okay. Majority say black on men is the sexiest. However, red being the one color that they are not turned on by.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Cards fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tragic.
I guess if you're wearing just red, then oof, man. And then as far as facial hair versus non-facial hair.
Yeah. Well, I'm a sucker for a clean shaven face. I've basically told my husband he's not allowed to grow any facial hair.
Which, by the way, I shared a a TikTok on my Instagram story.
Uh-huh.
It's of a guy that's like, hey, let's see how long it takes for my girlfriend to realize I've shaved a mustache into my face.
Gosh.
And he just says, hey, babe. And immediately she's like, what?
Yeah, instantaneous. That is something you instantaneously notice.
Yeah, but I will say, Kelly, you are now in the minority with women who say that clean-shaven faces are sexy. A whopping 56% say now they enjoy some sort of facial hair. So there you go. There's just a couple things to enjoy for guys. If you're listening, just keep that in mind if you're trying to rekindle things with your partner or... Find a new one.
Maybe take this little list and go on a little, do a little interview with your lady and say, listen, where do you stand on all these?
Hey, before I get started, button, yes, one button, no, one button, three buttons.
Too much, right?
Three too much.
Too much. Too much. It's too much.
Too much of that hair poking through, right?
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Ben and Kelly.
How are you? Thank you for talking to us here this morning.
Sure. I would like to get your take on this guy that I met.
Okay.
We'll call him Mitch. I met him at a brewery and we started talking and eventually we went out on a few dates.
Mm-hmm.
And last week I wind up back at his place and he's got a map of the world on the wall and it's full of pins.
That's kind of cool.
And yeah, I was pretty impressed and I asked him if he had been to all these places.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I travel a lot. That's my thing. I mean, he had pins in Iceland, Brazil, Chile, Japan, Vietnam, Malaysia.
Wow.
I mean, dozens of places in Europe and Fiji. And I was really impressed because he knew all about them. And I figured if you can afford those trips, you must have your act together, right?
That's a safe assumption. Sure, yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
impressive.
Expensive. Yeah, and so I'm back at the brewery we met at, and I was telling a girl I know there, you know, about how much Mitch has traveled all over the world. It's so cool. And she said, oh, you saw the map in his living room with all the pins.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then get this. She said, that's all fake. He puts a bunch of pins in that map, and then he Googles the country so he can talk about it. He's been to, like, Florida and Ohio.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Listen, I don't know if you've been to Ohio at this time of year. It's
gorgeous.
Beautiful this time of year.
Very
so,
exotic. Yes.
This is not international travel.
Right.
Yeah, no, I get your point.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is the problem. Mitch is a cool guy, and we vibed the first few times we went out. I like him, but I'm pretty weirded out that he lied about this, or so my friend says.
Right.
And the fact she knows about the map, too. I mean, is this a big enough red flag to end it, or is it just a clever way to start a conversation? I mean, it's a conversation. My girlfriends are screaming red flag, but I'm on the fence, so... Mm. What do you guys think?
Well, okay, so, yeah, that's a pretty big thing to lie about, like saying you've been all those places. He could have easily said, I want to go to those places.
Yeah.
Like, those are my bucket list places that I want to go to. But to literally research and pretend like you've already been there just
when
to impress people when you haven't is not a... That's not a great quality. What else would he lie about then?
No, that's what I'm thinking, because it's the lying. I mean, of course, why can't... We're young. We can aspire to go to all these places.
Right.
Why not be honest about that? Like, what else is he lying about in terms of his identity or history?
Right. Because you're not getting to know the real him. If he's, like, painting himself as this, like, well-traveled, you know, interesting person, I get that he's trying to come off as that to impress you, but, he's kind of painting a false picture of who he is.
Yeah. No, I get why, you're having some hesitation about that, because then it's like, all right, well, what else
are you
do
not
I not
telling
know
the truth about?
Right,
yeah.
Right. What else do I not know? Right. Well, Tracy, we've already got several people texting us, so, you know, we'll try to at least give you some perspective, maybe, and direction on how to approach this.
I think
with,
your instincts are right here, though.
Quote Mitch, if that is his real name. No, and I know it's not. You put it in quotes. Tracy, hang in there, okay?
Okay, thanks, you guys. I appreciate it.
You know, I like Terry's suggestion via text. Said she should just ask him to show her pictures of from those locations. Like, I want to learn more about Fiji. Will you send me some pictures? Or I just want to see, like, the landscape of Fiji and
who
stuff like that.
Goes to these places and doesn't
take a ton
of pictures? You got to do it for the gram, right? Catherine said, yeah, it's a red flag. Just you asking if it is one should tell you it is. Women continue to try to justify a red flag because he's a nice guy, or other than that, just stop. No, it's a few dates. You aren't invested. Move on.
Do you think she has the conversation like, hey, I was so intrigued by your map with pins in the world of where you went. And then almost give him an opportunity to correct himself.
Yeah.
Like, are you sure you've been to all those places?
Right.
And then if he doubles down and is like, yeah, I've been to them, and be like, okay, see, this is weird because I've heard that you've not been to any of them. Like, does she have that conversation?
I feel like maybe she does, because
maybe it's a learning moment for him.
Yes. Then he would stop putting on this fake persona and maybe be able to start showing people who he really is and find a real relationship.
And she could then even say, look, I thought you were really cool until this.
Right.
And now this is bad because we're not going to have a chance to see what happens.
I'm thrown off by the fact that you felt like you needed to create this fake background for yourself to come off as more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. If you have experience with something like this, we'd love to hear that. 795-1997. I also want to know, what's the weirdest thing you discovered
when you went to his place.
So did you find something that could be alarming other than a map of pins of places that you say you've been and you haven't?
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. So 795-1997, we'll take your stories. I don't know what's weirder, the catfish or this other story of the weirdest thing you've seen at your partner's place when you visited for the first time. 99.7 DJX. Now, listen, we're in the middle of group therapy. We're wrapping up Tracy, who was having a little bit of, I guess she was on the fence because her guy, Mitch, kind of lied, or so she thought. She didn't really have proof, I guess, about a map of the world in his apartment, in his place, that has a bunch of pins on it.
He says he's traveled a lot. It's his thing. And then she goes and talks to a girl at the brewery where she met him. And he's like, oh, did he show you the map? Yeah, he's never been to those places. He's been to like Florida and Ohio.
Right.
So then Shannon's like, you didn't ask your friend how she knows about the map? Ask if she dated him? Ask how she knows it's a lie? And you didn't ask him either? Why can't people have conversations? Well, then we wouldn't have a segment.
Yeah, then there's that too. Todd.
Two things I want to kind of throw out there. Can she just not have a conversation with him about it and say, hey, I've heard that you haven't been to these places. Are we that soft now that we can't have that kind of conversation? And two, did her girlfriend actually hear it from somebody else or from him?
Oh, because yeah. Is it hearsay or does she have real knowledge?
True. That is true. Yeah.
You know, because like if she's maybe went on a date with this guy and it ended badly, is she trying to badmouth him and she doesn't want anybody else to go out with him?
That is true.
You know, we don't know the whole story behind that part of it. So just a couple things that popped in my head when I was thinking
yeah,
about it.
I like that you are one of the few that are kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt, the innocent until proven guilty sort of.
Yeah, we're all like, red flag, liar!
<I know. laughs> It's so easy to say red flag all the time and, you know, and maybe he's not gone to every place, but maybe he's gone to a few of them.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. A lot of people are like, picture didn't happen, you know?
Right, exactly. Like, ask for pictures.
Yeah, pictured. I mean, like, proof.
Hey, I was thinking about how you were telling me you've been to all these places. And I've never been. I'd love to see your pictures.
Right,
photo
exactly.
Albums. You have to have photo albums,
exactly.
Right?
Now, there's a listener who texted in and said she didn't even owe him an explanation at this early in the dating stage. I mean, she could just literally just peace out.
Right.
Ghost him. So, Tracy, yeah, I think there's definitely you either have a conversation with this guy or you don't. But I think maybe you just move on.
Well, there could be some validity, though. What's the motivation behind the girl saying, oh, he's made all that up? Are we for sure she's telling the truth? The best way to do
pictures,
that, ask for pictures.
Yeah. Pictures.
If he doesn't have any pictures from any of those locations
then,
of him there, then that might be
another red flag to pin in his map.
Exactly. You don't go to those places without taking lots of photos.
All right. So what's the strangest thing that you've ever discovered at your partner's place when you went over for the first time? Shannon said, I dated a guy for a month. He invited me to his house and there were gallon jugs sitting everywhere in his house, like half empty, and some had brown looking water in them.
Brown water in jugs?
I never asked him about them. I
Why
made an
not?
Excuse that I just had to leave.
Oh my gosh. I would ask. I mean, if they're sitting out, you can't, like, not ask. Hey, what's with all the brown water and jugs?
Bethany says, my husband had zombie posters and a whole wall of The Walking Dead collector's action figures in his living room when we met.
Oh, wow.
Not my taste.
Okay.
But it did make for a good paycheck when he sold them all on eBay a year later.
Go.
So there you go. That's good. Catfish. I went over to my boyfriend's place and there was a large catfish in the bathtub.
Like a real catfish?
Yeah.
In the bathtub?
He told me that he and his family will fatten them and purify them for a few days before eating it.
Oh, wow.
And they showered with it.
Oh, God. I'm out.
But this one may be the most weird thing to discover when you go over to your partner's house for the very first time. An ex of mine had converted her loft space into a spare room, which her ex-boyfriend moved into after they had split up.
Oh, wow.
They were not
roomies now?
They were not living together prior to the split.
Wait a second. When they were dating, they weren't living together. They break up and they move in together?
Yeah, I always found that a bit weird.
That was weird.
Because he had to go into her bedroom and pull down the loft ladder to access his own room.
Okay, that's just bizarre.
And you wonder why we're exes. That is wild.
It's just... That's all right. The strangest arrangement ever. Yeah, we're not going to date anymore. You want to live together?
Yeah, exactly. All right, some good calls there. All right, thank you. That is group therapy. Let's play a fun little game called Minute to Win It.
What? That's backwards.
Listen, I'll say.
Okay. You think it's interchangeable? Okay.
Yes, of course. Right. Let's introduce you to Sarah calling us from Highview. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
So Sarah's got black hair, drives a Hyundai Tucson hybrid. By the way, how are you liking the hybrid?
I like it a lot. I drive a lot, so I need it.
Okay.
Okay. Saves on gas?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Very much so.
All right. That's good. I think about, like, you know, all right, because I got a car that's got over 300,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she, old girl probably doesn't have too much more, you know, left. So I'm thinking, all right, well.
What's going to be next?
Do I want to do a hybrid? Do I want to? All right. She's an appraiser. She's been married 10 years.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. Sarah,
long time.
Yeah. What's your key?
I don't have one. I haven't murdered him yet, though.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
That's a secret to success
right
there.
That is a secret. Well,
not murdering each other. That's great. That's good news.
Yeah. All right, Sarah. We're going to throw 60 seconds on the clock. 10 simple pop culture questions, all right? Now, it sounds like you're trying to get some help from your kids there.
There's much going on in the background.
So I don't know if this would be a distraction for you or not, but you did say you've gotten all 10 right several times, right?
Yes, I have. Today I'll probably settle, but
I know. You are jinxing yourself, Sarah. All right, your time will start after I finish asking the first question. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Ben Affleck is married to whom?
True or false?
Father's Day is Sunday.
True.
Olivia Benson is the cat of what famous pop star?
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Yeah. What's the mascot for the University of Kentucky?
Wildcat.
Jurassic Park is a fictional zoo that kept what on display?
Dinosaurs.
What's the K in KFC stand for?
Kentucky.
Who sings Blinding Lights?
Blinding Lights?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Netflix show Wednesday centers around what famous fictitious family?
Adam's Family.
The Hunger Games stars what Louisville-born actress?
Jennifer Lawrence.
The swoosh is a symbol from what shoe company?
Nike.
Yeah, okay, then going back to who sings Blinding Lights?
Blinding Lights. Oh, my God.
Blinding Lights.
Not that one.
Blinding Lights. Oh, wait, no.
No, that was not that. Now you're throwing it wrong.
Blinding Lights, come on!
The weekend!
Oh, rats!
Oh, The Weekend.
We'll give you a hint. It's The Weekend.
I said The Weekend.
You did?
Yes.
Okay, well, she gets
Kelly
it.
Said it, but I don't know if it counts. It was within 60 seconds.
Oh.
Oh. All right. Well, we trust you, Sarah. Yeah. You seem like a very trusting person. So congratulations. Yay! You got all 10 right. Wow.
Did you start singing? I'm blinded by the light.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. That's what you were singing.
I didn't.
It's not the right one.
Kelly, we can roll it back. I wasn't singing that. I was singing, we're blinded by the light.
It's not the song.
I mean, we've only played it like 10,000 times here on DJX.
No, it's not right. That's not how it sounds at all.
Sarah, how does it go? Am I off base here?
She didn't even know who it was.
I'm not a singer, so I'm not going to get a message.
Oh, come on now. You are a singer. What do you sing in the shower when you get in the shower? What's your song?
I don't sing in the shower. It's horrible.
Come on.
No,
try Blinding Lights.
Yeah, try Blinding Lights.
I'm going to listen to it. It's going to be in my head all day.
All right, it will be. All right, well, Sarah, congrats. You win.
Yay.
We're calling that 10 out of 10, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we are.
We'll give you the stamp of 10 out of 10. So, Sarah, you did it.
Woo!
All right, congrats. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, no problem.
That's fun stuff. I really appreciate how you have dialed back the difficulty level on this game with what's the mascot for University of Kentucky? What's the K stand for in KFC? Like, this, that's the level that we need. I like that. I appreciate it.
But
and I feel like everybody else does, too.
Okay, hang on.
You're trying to find the song, aren't you?
Hang on. I just want to...
Are you trying to validate yourself?
How can...
God, it takes forever.
See, I was right, Kelly! I was right!
I just love listening to your version.
Wow. I'm a very good singer.
Yeah.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, could you describe what a setting the bar story is?
Well, typically it's an example of what not to do or mm-hmm. situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, many ways to make a love connection. Armed robbery probably isn't one of them. So if you can manage to make it through the day without robbing a woman, then asking her out on a date, you're doing okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Hoosiers, we're coming for you.
Oh, boy.
Damien, right there up in Indianapolis, robbed a woman outside her home last month, pointed a gun at her, and she handed over $100 in cash. This from WTHR.
Afterwards, Boyce allegedly asked the victim, with the gun still pointed at her, if she had a boyfriend.
Bold move.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask, I guess.
And then asked if she would add him on Facebook.
Pointed out his profile to the victim and watched her at him, saying he would pay the money he stole back to her. He then fled the scene on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They even exchanged some Facebook messages later.
Are you kidding me right now?
Yes, Damien was still trying to score a date, promising to pay her back. At one point, he's like...
She was entertaining it.
Yeah, well... Maybe she's trying to get him caught, you know? And at one point he said, man, it's a blanked way to meet, but you was too pretty to rob.
Maybe this could be our story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he was arrested, by the way. So,
got it.
Anyways,
so it may be a little delayed if they ever do put together a date.
Yeah, unclear if he was romantically interested in any of the other people that he tried robbing, but... Anyways, setting the bar, and really no word on whether or not they are going to get to go out on a date.
I was
going to
say, this is going to need a follow-up, I feel like.
I know, so you can manage to make it through the day without robbing a woman, then asking her out on a date, you're doing okay.
Wow. Well, this, you know what? Here's hoping for a happy ending. A, he's not going to rob anybody else. B, maybe she's the one that turns it around for him.
So this is where we need to hear your strange how we met stories. Maybe you can't beat, well, I was robbing your mother, and then I decided when I looked into her eyes, oh, she's cute, and
she's
then
asked
her out. Maybe you can't beat that, but maybe you do have an interesting story, all right? 502-795-1997. Thanks to the dude who robbed a woman, then asked her out on a date. We asked, what are your strange how we met stories? I don't know if you can beat the, well, I was going to rob your mother, but then I looked into her eyes and I saw those big brown eyes looking back at me and I fell in love.
She cute.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Brett, I was drunk. Walking home from a county fair with some weird medium-sized stuffed gorilla. I stopped some girl walking by and told her I won this for the most beautiful girl I saw. I handed it to her.
That's a good line.
And drunkenly stated my phone number for her. She was kind of caught off guard. And my roommates told me how big of a jerk I was. 2 days later, she called. We started dating a week later.
Stop it. Success.
Success. It all started with a... stuffed gorilla.
Well, and the fact that she, like, either remembered or took note of his phone number.
Yeah.
And followed up, like, that's impressive.
Yeah, right? That is impressive indeed. Lisa, my parents lived across the street from one another. My mom started washing her car to get my dad to come over. Apparently, it worked.
Hey, yo.
Hey there.
Got a clean car and some romance.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, didn't say what she was wearing to wash the car, that's for sure.
I think we have an idea.
Tanya said, I just found out that my parents met when my dad mashed a piece of bread into a ball in his college food court, tossed it in the air behind him, and it landed a few tables down in my mother's shirt.
What? How in the world
it's like you
did that
over.
Translate into? Ow.
Yeah, you walk
that
over.
That guy's hot.
Hey, your bread landed in my bra.
That's so bizarre.
Right?
It's really bizarre.
These are the strange how we met stories.
Wendy said my friend's dad was studying to become a priest. His mom was doing the same to be a nun. They met, dropped out, have been together 30 plus years now. Oh, wow.
They both decided, nope, can't.
We found our calling. Yeah, nope, that is. I'm going to hang up because I want that call.
a life of chaste is not for me.
Yeah.
Then Jessica said, I was interning at the time. He was already on staff. I came in one day and there was a caricature of me on a napkin sitting on my desk. I asked who drew it and where it came from. He turned around and said he had drawn it and that when he saw my face, he, quote, had to draw me.
Oh, how very Titanic.
Wow.
When he's like, you know, painting her, right?
Paint me like one of your French women.
Sketching her, yes. That is, wow. Very unusual.
I still like Brett's. I was drunk coming back from the fair, had a stuffed gorilla. Hey, I won this for the prettiest girl, and guess what? It's you.
Here's my digits. Call me. And she did.
She did. That's great. All right, 502-795-1997 if you've got anything to add.